right. Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective, and today I am here with Shockey and Melissa to talk about an upcoming event that's happening at Ocean Breeze Water Park. You might get a little hint as to what's going on if you listen in the background. You can hear two little puppies running around the studio right now. Wags and Waves is coming to Ocean Breeze, and it's benefiting Dogs Deserve Better. So let's get right into it. When did Dogs Deserve Better begin their rescue?
Well, this is our...
Make sure you talk right into the microphone, too.
16th year. We're very excited. And so that would make it 2003. Yep. And it was started in Pennsylvania. And in 2011, it moved down to its present location, the center that we have in Smithfield.
Okay.
Which is Michael Vick's previous property.
Okay.
And we've been going strong since 2003.
And what is the mission of Dogs Deserve Better?
We primarily rescue dogs and advocate for dogs that are chained or penned outside with no social interaction, abused, neglected. And we really work hard with communities to educate, and just because there's so many statistics, you know, getting out there about dogs that are chained and never have social interaction, what it leads to. 30% more chance of aggression.
Yeah.
It's just incredible what that can do to a dog's brain,
everything.
And we work pretty hard to just advocate for these dogs and just get out there in the community all over the country.
Now, are you foster-based in addition to having dogs at the center?
Yes, we love fosters. We absolutely love them. We love if people are interested to get in touch with us. And we supply everything, all medical, food, training. And we do appreciate any fosters that we do have.
Do you only rescue dogs locally here in Hampton Roads? So from all over?
We do all over the country. We have some representatives. We have three in Virginia. We have one in North Carolina. And then anybody that does contact us throughout the country that is trying to help dogs that are on chains or in pens or being neglected or abused, we work hard with them and work with animal control and the law enforcement in the areas. Out wherever they may be. We've gotten dogs from Oregon, Illinois, Ohio, the North.
Mm-hmm. Now, when someone adopts a dog from Dogs Deserve Better, what is the process, and do the dogs come fully vetted?
Yes, I'll answer that last one first. Yes, they are microchipped, spayed, neutered, whatever needs to be done medically. And, you know, the one thing we don't do is... But we would, if we had a feeling that, okay, we better do an x-ray, say, something like that, we would definitely do it. But for the normal vaccines, they're completely vetted and vaccinated. We take care of, even if they're in foster or adopted, if it's something, for instance, heartworm treatment that they have to go through from heartworm disease, which is prevalent down here, we supply everything. We do require an application.
Okay.
That helps us kind of, we'd like to have that first, but it's not necessary before people meet the dogs, of course. But it helps us to know if it's going to be a good fit right off the bat, usually. Then we do a home check. But the way it usually works is I will, if it's in the local area, I will bring the dog with me to do the home check. And once they've visited and are
check
sure
it out
and everything's
and
good, and if everything goes well at that home visit and everybody's on the same page, then we can make it final there at that point.
Now, what is your greatest need as far as donations and, you know, even help from the community?
Well, of course, we love donations, and monetary, of course, is how we survive. That's the only, you know, our donors and sponsors, and that's the only way we can survive. But as far as food and stuff, we do always accept anything. Food, canned food is always a great need. We do appreciate volunteers that want to come out and do some grunt work You know, we have a lot of property and a lot of work that always needs to get done when you have so many dogs and a home. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cleaning and stuff to do.
I can imagine.
Just, you know, woodwork and sidewalk.
Yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off, but you did mention, you know, so many dogs. How many dogs are at your center in Smithfield?
For us, to think of dogs in a home, it can be anywhere from 11.
Okay.
Up to, at one point, we had 40-something because we had in 1 year, in one several-month period, 24 puppies. We had one set born at the center, and then we had another seize from Suffolk County. Thank God. They got a mom and 11 puppies away from us, that terrible situation. So that was pretty crazy. Right now, we're up towards 30 because of all the puppies from a hoarding situation we're working on. To get these dogs out of the situation. So it can be anywhere, usually around 11. We have a few dogs that have been with us for a long time that need that right adopter, you know. But they're always safe with us.
Now, what is the benefit of having dogs live in a home opposed to as, you know, a shelter like many rescues you hear?
Yeah, there's, you know, it's mostly the positive because the dogs that we get in have never really been in a home. So we're able to
give them a home.
Teach them how to go up and downstairs.
Yeah.
Teach them about ceiling fans. Most of our dogs, when you turn on that ceiling fan, they'll pancake. You know, that's when they go flat. They're so freaked out about so many different things.
Maybe vacuuming and household chore, all of that stuff.
Yeah, we vacuum every day, so they get used to that. But some of them still like to attack it.
Yep.
And just the general, you know, coming into a kitchen area is great because it teaches them no counter surfing, you know, no getting in the garbage. So we do our best to try and get them acclimated to the certain things that are in a home, so those are not the worry of the adopter.
Yeah.
They usually have a little more work to do when they're accepting of that, you know. But, sometimes it has its downfalls, too, because in a home, if we learn fairly quickly if we have dogs that are going to start getting possessive, you know, of their area, of one person, of
their couch, you know, their side of the or whatever.
Yep, that's my person, and you have to work with them and say, no, we're all your person, you know, and how to be polite with visitors and stuff. We're gated, and we have a big gate at the end of the driveway, so if we're out and back with the dogs and we don't see people sitting at the gate, it's feel kind of bad.
Yeah.
Run back in and grab the opener. But, yes, we love visitors, and basically between 11 and 3:30 is our best time where it doesn't, you know, for visiting, because it's not interrupting the dog's routine as far as when they eat, when they do certain things. That is a great routine for them. You know, sometimes if people come right before dinner or right before breakfast, that can be a problem because the dogs have no interest in the people at all. You know, they're so hungry, or their field walks. We do field walks, so they're kind of a schedule that we like to stay on. But we try and accommodate to help with people's schedule.
So getting into the Wags and Waves event, I know it was such a success last year. How did this event come about? Shockey, do you want to answer these questions?
Sure, certainly. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
This event came about, one of our supporters actually approached Ocean Breeze with the idea. Every year at the end of the season, Ocean Breeze empties their pools and gets it ready for the next year. So she approached them with the idea of, on the last day after it's closed, having dogs come and swim in the pools before they empty them out for the winter. So she approached Ocean Breeze about that, told them that she was with Dogs Deserve Better, and when they looked into our rescue and found out what our mission was and what we strive to do, they were as excited as we were to have the event. So that's sort of how it got kicked off in 2017, and it was a great event.
It was.
Yeah, we planned it very kind of last minute, as big events go, and the turnout was just amazing.
I went last year with my dog, Kevin, and he had an absolute blast. And at first I was like, oh, there's going to be a lot of dogs around. He's going to, you know, be weird, but all he cared about was his tennis ball and the water, just in and out, and in and out. And it was so great seeing families there with their dogs. Everyone's having fun. So how much of the park will be open for the dogs to play and swim in?
There will be a few different pools open. The Runaway Bay Wave Pool will be open, as well as the Hooks Lagoon. The way we did it last year, the Wave Pool was open mainly for bigger dogs, and Hooks Lagoon was for smaller dogs. We do have some leeway on that. If you have an older dog that isn't really into all the activity but still likes to swim, he can go over to the small dog pool.
Oh, so
basically on a case-by-case basis.
More his
speed, exactly. We had that happen with a lot of dogs last year, which made for some really cute pictures, by the way. So those are the two pools that will be open for the dogs.
Okay.
And there's also a play area in the back, which last year on our first year was designated sort of as a bathroom area for the dogs.
Uh-huh.
It's a big sand pit kind
of.
Okay,
yeah.
It ended up being this great area. All the dogs went back there and played, and they just had a great time. So that will be open as well this year. So if you have a dog that necessarily doesn't love to swim, that'll be a great place for them to go as well.
Is there anything for people who may be interested in attending but do not have or can't bring a dog?
Oh, absolutely. We have live entertainment. This year we're having Strictly Business,
okay,
which is a band local to Hampton Roads. Mm-hmm. Super high energy, love to get the audience involved. They will be there. We have food trucks. Cast Iron will be out, as well as Captain Crabby's. Both will have their full menu, as well as some vegan options. And we'll have two bars open with full beverage service as well.
And what kind of documentation is required for anyone to bring their dog?
Well, in addition to your tickets, you can either go to the box office and buy them in advance. So either your ticket stub or some sort of something on your mobile device, proof that you have purchased tickets, is what you need. And for people bringing dogs, they need proof of vaccine and signed waivers. And signed waivers are for everybody bringing dogs with or without dogs. Everyone needs to sign a waiver.
Okay. And can people pre-register for the event for a, expedited entrance?
Yes, absolutely. On the Ocean Breeze website, the waivers are there. People can go on ahead of time, download them, print them out, fill them out to have them ready when you get to the park. And also for anyone that buys tickets in advance, those same waivers will be downloaded and emailed to you prior to the event. So you can print them out that way as well and have them filled out.
Okay, perfect. Now, are there any other rules or limitations on how many dogs each family or person can bring?
Yes. Well, obviously, only dog social and friendly dogs will be allowed into the park.
Mm-hmm.
Each adult 18 and over can bring one dog.
Okay.
So basically, if you have a family and you have two dogs, there has to be
two
adults there to bring in.
Okay.
Obviously, the park and the event is open for anybody, but in order to handle a dog, you have to be 18 and up.
And do dogs have to be leashed the entire event?
Walking around the grounds, they do have to be leashed. There will absolutely be designated the swim areas, obviously, and the area around the pools.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have to be leashed. And back in the play area, they can be free as well. So plenty of room for your dogs just to run around.
Now, can people swim in any of the pools?
Yes. This year, we are doing something a little different. Last year, only the activity pool was open, which is where the log flumes are and things. This year we're doing that pool and also the Adventure River, which is in another area of the park where you can just get on an inner tube and sort of, I think,
float
some
around.
People call it, yeah,
it's like a lazy river type thing.
Exactly, like a lazy river type thing. So something for everyone, whether you want to be active in the pools or just sort of chill out, there's something for you.
Now, are there sponsors for the event? And if so, will they be on site offering any of their services?
Yes, we've got some really great sponsors this year. To mention some of them, Beach Pet Veterinary Hospital will be there. They're a big sponsor of ours. They will have a tent and table there. They'll offer discounted microchip services for people whose dogs are not microchipped. And, some people just always say they're going to do that and then just don't
they
have
never,
the time.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be there doing that at a discounted price. And we've already checked. You can get your dog microchipped and they can immediately go swimming.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you can go into the
very
water.
Very convenient.
And it's a very quick process to getting your dogs microchipped. And they'll also have a first aid tent there, just in case anybody needs any medical attention for their pups.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be there doing that. Some of our other sponsors are Bunn Insurance Agency, Paws Clinic will also be there, Off-Leash Canine Training. I think a few of these were there last year as well.
I remember Off-Leash being there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll be there again. Atlantic Bay Mortgage will be there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Spa and Laser Center, Joe Fortner Realty, And then actually Tito's did this last year, and they're doing it again this year. For every Tito's beverage sold at the bars, they will donate $1 to Dogs
Deserve
Better.
That's great. They're dog people. Yeah, they're, we play their commercials.
Vodka for dog people, yes. Exactly. So come on out and get your Tito's.
That's great. My husband actually went to the ABC store, it was a couple weeks ago, and he was like, I got Tito's because it says they're dog people.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah. So what are the different levels of ticket prices, and what do they include?
Okay. If you are an adult with a dog, those tickets are $20. If you're coming just on your own with no dog, that's $10 per ticket.
Okay.
And both of those ticket prices, if you buy the day of the event as opposed to in advance, will go up $5. So it'll be $5 more for each ticket the day of the event. There are also different options. We have VIP seating for $19.99. That includes two Chase Lounge chairs with cushions, a Bimini shade, a side table, and poolside beverage. The VIP seating permits up to four guests, and the $19.99 is in addition to the ticket price.
Okay.
So if you want to come and just lounge around and have people come wait on you, that's the way to go.
Yeah, sounds like it. And what about cabana rentals? Is that an option this year?
I believe we are sold out of those.
Oh, okay. We'll skip that question.
Yeah, those go very quickly, yeah. Very quickly. So.
What about people that hold Ocean Breeze passes, like season passes? Are there any discounts for them?
Yes. Advanced tickets, if you are an Ocean Breeze season ticket holder, you can get a $5 discount on any ticket purchased in advance.
Are there any opportunities for people who want to volunteer for this event or even for the rescue in general?
Absolutely. Anybody that wants to volunteer can go to, there's two places you can go to sign up, and I'll definitely get the message if you do this. On Facebook, the page is called the Second Annual Wags and Waves.
Okay.
Any message you put there, I will get directly. Or you can go to the DDB website, which also has some of the information that Melissa talked about as far as general volunteering. If you need help with a dog anywhere in the country, just go to our website, www.dogsdeservebetter.org, and there's a link for anything you want to know, donors, fosters, volunteers, anything like that.
Perfect.
Yep. Yeah, many resources. It's a great website.
Now, I also put everything on the Z104 website to make it easy for our listeners. You can text the word dog to 757-104. You'll get a link sent straight to your phone with all the information about Dogs Deserve Better, as well as all the information about the second annual Wags and Waves event. Now, I'm sure our listeners are dying to know who these two celebrity guests in the studio are here today. So let's talk about these guys in here. Who do we have in here?
We have... The littler one is Rascal.
Rascal.
We're not quite sure exact age, but we're thinking about 11 to 12 weeks for the smaller one. And then the big boy, who's being extremely nosy, is Braxton. Yes, is Braxton. And he's probably a week or two older. Like I said, they have come from a hoarding situation that we've been working on for several months. And they... finally were surrendered to us with mamas and more puppies. So we have lots of puppies. and they're super good puppies. It's just, I'm very proud of them today.
Yeah.
We're curious. And except
that's
for
what
that
puppies
little
are
wire
always
he
curious.
Was chewing on underneath your desk there.
The keyboard.
they're amazing. We're really, you know, it's nice when you have puppies, it's much easier, especially when you have more, to be able to work with them mm-hmm. and get them into a routine and then start getting them, you know, house trained and playful and know what's right and what's wrong. So, yes, these two are the two that are available. Others are not gone. We will not let them go into their adopter home until they're spayed and neutered.
Okay.
Which can be done fairly early.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of controversy on that, but we've never seen an issue with having it done a little early. It always helps them, actually. So, yeah.
So these two are available for adoption?
Yes.
They are. And you could see their pictures, too, by texting dog to 757-104. I'll send you... Their pictures are on the link that I'll send straight to your phone so you could check them out. Let's try and get these two a home. That would be great to get from this interview. One thing I like to ask before we end the interview, is there anything either one of you would like to leave with Hampton Roads today? Whether it's about Dogs Deserve Better, whether it's about the Wags and Waves event, it literally could be anything.
Shocking. Absolutely. I, I just want to thank you for this opportunity. First of all, this is a great way to get the word out about our event and, more importantly, about our rescue.
Of course.
I would just urge anyone that wants to help and has never known how to help to please reach out to us and get involved, whether it be with our rescue or another rescue anywhere in the community, just to help, you know, just to help dogs in need, mm-hmm. would be my main message to everyone listening today. And come out to the event, please.
Yes.
Because it's going to be a great time.
And, yeah, there are so many dogs need our help, you know, but also to, you know, a lot of laws need to be changed. So if you feel that you can't do anything to help a dog but you are more politically minded, you can always help in that area, mm-hmm. because there's so many laws that need to be changed as far as chaining dogs or penning dogs being out 24/7. And it's a very hard area to work with down here in the South with all the hunting dogs and stuff.
But
we understand that. Just give them better conditions to live in, you know. But as we said on our website, under resources, there is lots to learn. And we also have lots of availability of documents and just sending in a form if you want information sent to you package-wise. You get, we have door knockers, just tons of information that mm-hmm. can be sent.
Well, thank you again both for coming in today. Again, Wags and Waves, second annual Wags and Waves happening at Ocean Breeze is September 16th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Text the word DOG to 757-104. You'll get all the information sent straight to your phone.
Thank you so much.